1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 58, if you would just follow along with me. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. This morning I'm going to speak on the subject of abounding spiritually. Abounding spiritually. And let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, dear Lord, we ask that you'd be with us. Dear Lord, please help us, dear Lord, this year to press forward for you. Lord, to go forward for you as a church. And Lord, we ask that you'd be with us and bless. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We talk about abounding spiritually this morning. And like I mentioned a few minutes ago, that idea of abounding, of plenteous. Proverbs 28:20 says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. You know, you think of that, I don't know about you, when you hear verses like that, you think, well, I want to abound with blessings. You think of that, you know, you get the idea of, you know, that's not just a few. You know, that's, you know, saying, well, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. And the thing is, I think we all would like to abound spiritually. You know, we've all, in our spiritual lives, we've experienced that time or two where we felt empty and, you know, dry. And you know, and I don't know about you, but when you hit those times, you have a desire to get out of it, you know, to change that. And it causes us to draw closer to Him, to go to Him, to spend more time with Him. But as we know, that as far as abounding or being plentiful is not going to happen by accident. If we're going to abound in 2021, it's not going to be just because you happen to, you say, maybe walked into it. It's not going to happen that way. In Philippians 3:14, it says, I press toward the mark. You know, that's a very familiar, well-known, well-used verse at the beginning of the year a lot of times. But we have to, the idea, we need to be pressing forward. And I guess I keep coming back to that because we've maybe been beat down a little bit the last year. I would say the last few months, but it's like, I know it's been a little more than that. But I mentioned it. There's times where it'll wear on you. There's no doubt. But I'm not, and I mention it, and I try to encourage you, and I think in trying to encourage you, I'm trying to encourage myself. But it's never been to the point where it's like, you know what, I'm ready to give up. And I hope it hasn't sounded that way. But like I said, it has been a rougher road than a lot of years. But the thing is, I guess the idea that I want to determine to press forward. You know, even if 2021 doesn't get any better. Or any easier. I don't know. I hope it does. I pray that it does. But you know what? Even if it doesn't, I want to be a Christian that's pressing forward for Him. I want to be faithful. It was a faithful man shall abound with blessings. We say, well, yeah, I want blessings, and I want blessings plural. I don't, folks say, well, you know, I want all the blessings I can get. Well, part of it we see right in that verse, we need to be first, right off the bat, be faithful. And if we're just sitting on the sidelines and giving up and deciding, you know what, it's just too hard, you know what, that's not being faithful. So I took that word abound, and I did an acrostic, a word to go with each letter, and just share it with you as far as going forward, pressing forward, and how we can abound. For the letter A, I put arise. We need to rise. And that's simply, it's as simple as it sounds. We need to get up and get busy. We're not going to abound in the work of the Lord while sitting in the seat of self. You know, while sitting there like, oh, you know what? I don't want to do that. I don't feel like this. I don't feel like it's worth serving the Lord anymore. It's not worth it. Whatever it is, whatever causes you to just kind of give up and sit on the sidelines, you know what? We need to arise. We need to get up. We need to get busy. We need to arise to the work. And get busy and realize that there's a job for us to do. We need to arise to the occasion and not give up. You know, we need to realize that there are folks that need to be saved. There are folks that we can help. There are folks that only you can reach. We need to arise to the occasion. And when, you know, what's the old saying? When the going get tough, the tough get going. But you know what? That's an old saying, because anymore that's not usually, that saying's not so prevalent anymore. Because it's not as applicable anymore. We need to rise to the work. We need to arise to the occasion. But not only that, we need to arise and stand. We need to stand for our beliefs. We need to stand for the things of God. In a day when it's so easy to compromise, and quite frankly, anymore, it's not. It compromises, isn't. They'll compromise and then they'll just give up on it completely. Why to try to just get along? And I'm not saying we need to go look for enemies and try to pick a fight at every corner, but we need to stand for the things of God. We need to not compromise. And we certainly need to not just give up. But not only we need to arise, we need to, letter B, we need to believe. We need to believe. You need to believe that it can be done. Do you believe that we can abound in the Christian life? We can have that abound with blessing. You say, well, we like to abound with blessings. We like to abound in our Christian life. Do we believe it can be done? You know, far too many Christians, they rely on their self and their abilities. You say, well, that's their basically their faith. That's as far as it goes. I have faith it can be done, that God can do it, because I know I can accomplish this in my own strength. They leave God out of the equation. You know, they and there are Christians that are like that. Now they don't say that, you know what, I'm leaving God out of this. And but you know, if they can't figure it out, and I've said this before, if they can't figure it out, see it logically, how that it could happen with what they can see, they don't believe it. Now if they can say figure out, well, if this happens and that's a real possibility, and I did this and I know I can do that, and I took in this, I'll get switched around, and I could see how that could happen. Well, I have faith I have faith that that'll work out. That's not faith. You know, they'll say, quotes, I can't see how that'll ever work out, or can't see how that'll ever happen. And you know what? When it comes to faith, you need to leave the seeing out of it. So for we walk by faith, not by sight. When you say, well, I can't see how that could happen, well, we walk by faith, not by sight. You start having faith when it's like, you know what, I don't know how that's going to work out from how I see it, from where I stand. But you know what, I'm going to ask God to take care of it. And I'm going to put it in His hands. And that's when your faith will start. I mean, there's been times where, and you know what? I'm not saying I'm some super Christian, and you know what? There are more times that I should have done it than I have done that. But I'm here to tell you, those times that I have done it, He's taken care of it. And you know what? It's ways that you can't even imagine. You know, say, well, I had this little plan over here that I thought maybe might work, and I thought I had faith that that could work. And then, well, I had a plan B too, because I, failing to plan and planning to fail. But then you turn it over to God, and He has this other plan that's so much better than you ever could have thought. Better than anything you could see. Do you believe He can do it? I mentioned the goals we want to do. You know, we're looking forward to and pressing forward, seeing folks saved and seeing folks baptized and adding to us. And do you have the idea, the mindset of like, well, you know what, that's pretty. We're like, that's a pretty big number there. You know, seeing 10 folks saved. Well, I don't really think that can happen. I can't see how that can happen. We need to believe that He can do it, that He will do it. Have faith that God can. Then letter O. We see outlook. Outlook. You know, what are we looking at? We need to focus on God. You know, if you'll have a negative outlook if you start looking around. Now, don't get me wrong. I've told you before that I've cut down on my news watching substantially. Now, I try to keep somewhat up to date as to what's going on. But the thing is, if you can watch all the news, and as you know, there is plenty to watch, and it doesn't bother you, you don't find yourself being pulled down, well then that's fine. I don't know how you're doing it, but okay. But the thing is, if we keep our eyes on God, we can have a positive outlook. We need to spend time looking up. Keep our eyes on God. We need to focus on God. We need to focus on good. You know, when we look around we say we need to focus on good. Well, that takes work. You know what's easy? Focusing on the negative. Oh, you can do that all day long.
And you probably, if you have two coworkers, at least one of them is going to give you the negative stuff anyway. But we need to focus on the good. You know, and like I said, we need to look for the positive. And like I said, it takes some doing. It surely does. But there are things, there are blessings all around us. We need to be looking for those blessings. You know, we need to be looking for the blessings. Not the negative is blaring. But there is good to be found. This isn't even in my notes. This is extra. You know, we got to start the day out looking for blessing. You know, like I'm going to find, you know, maybe start with one. And maybe challenge yourself. You know, I'm going to find five blessings today. And basically, when you find them, call them out. I'll tell you what, when you find them, thank God for them. You start finding those blessings and acknowledging them and thanking God for them, you know what? That'll help your outlook. We need to focus on the good. And then we need to focus on the goal. You know, we need to be living for Him. We need to be sharing Him with others. You know, I think we're all guilty of it. I know I am. We have this with the virus, and you think, well, you know what? I don't want to offend somebody by, you know, entering their space and sharing the gospel with them, or leaving something with them. They might think it has the COVIDs on it. But you know what? Now's the time where they need it more than ever. They always needed God, but they need Him now more than ever. And we need to focus on the goal. And the goal of seeing folks saved. But not only that, the letter U, which I put, unite. We need to unite. We need to spend time with like-minded people. You know, we go to work and depending on where you work, you might be surrounded by people that don't think like you. You know, I work in other people's houses and sometimes the customers, you know, they want to talk politics. It's like, oh. And it's like, okay. And really, Sam and I, we're trying to get the job done, and they'll start talking. It's like, okay, well, okay. I don't really agree with you, but I got stuff to do. But you know what? Like people that are like-minded, they like to be together. You know, the different clubs and organizations. Thinking, you know, the 4-H club, you know, they like animals. And different, you know, go see them at the fair. If we're allowed to have a fair again, you know, this group and this whole bunch, you know, who knew there were so many people that wanted to raise bunnies, you know, until you go out there, and or that there were so many different types of bunnies, and but you know why they like being around each other? Why like-minded? And a different thing, you know, I know 4-H is more than just bunnies and animals and stuff like that, but you know, or just different things. They come together in their group because they're like-minded. Why? They like to talk about the thing that brought them together. But you know what? We need to unite as Christians. Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. You know, we need to come together. I mention it quite often. We need to encourage each other. The world's not going to encourage you. for good. They'll encourage you to, you know, why to do wrong for sure. I was reading it, and the statement was made that a portion, you know, different churches were closed for COVID longer than we were. And a statement was made that there's a percentage of folks that won't ever return from that. And I thought, well, yeah, that's a shame. And you thought, and you're all thinking, well, of course you thought that, you're the pastor. And but the thing is, it's a shame that they wouldn't come back. But I also couldn't help but think, you know, yes, it's a shame they're not coming back because of all that they're missing out. You know, we know we all say, well, the Lord's coming back soon. But it's like, well, we need to unite. We need to come together to do our best to see souls saved and to be an encouragement to each other. I heard one preacher say, you know what, if you're not coming to be encouraged, well, come to be an encourager. And you know what, he said that, and I heard it, I don't know, several years ago, but it stuck with me because you know what, that's true. I remember growing up, you know, we were in church every service, and you'd look forward to seeing somebody. You know, and when they weren't there in the church down in Florida we were in, it was bigger than ours, but it wasn't a lot bigger. So it's like one of those where everybody knew you, and you knew your church family. And when somebody wasn't there, you know what? They were missed. You know what? When you're not here, you're missed. And when you're here, you're an encouragement. You're an encouragement to me. You're encouragement to those around you. And you know what? You might say, well, I don't need encourage. Well, come in and be an encourager. And you know what? 2 weeks from now, you might need encourage, and you can come and get encouraged. And the thing is, and we got to have a desire to be an encouragement to each other. But we need to unite and encourage and be encouraged by each other. And come together for the goal of serving the Lord and carrying out the Great Commission. And then letter N, I wrote down navigate. We need to navigate. We need to choose the right path. You know what? We want to abound in our Christian life. We want to abound spiritually. We want to abound with blessings. Well, we need to choose the right path. You know, if we follow the world and follow self, you know what? We're not going to abound with blessings. You know what you're going to be abounding with? Problems. Whoa. Like Sam was saying this morning, whoa, and not like the good whoa. But you know what? If we need to follow God, the narrow path. And we need to be careful which way we're going. And you know what? There might be some of us that need to adjust our coordinates. We need to adjust the path that we're on. But you know what? We don't have to do it on our own. We have the Holy Spirit to help us. We need to make sure we're navigating the right path. And then letter D, we need to determine. What do we need to determine? Not to quit. You know, I think we all, or many, have a desire to be found when He comes back for us, busy serving Him. And you know what? If we decide to throw in the towel and give up and say it's not worth it, it's not worth the effort, and just fall by the wayside, we're not going to be found faithful. You know, but it's going to take determination. Anything you do, you know, if you're going to be a success at anything, you got to be determined to do it. I think I mentioned that last week. But we need to determine to be pressing forward. We need to be determined to be found busy living for Him and laboring for Him and looking for Him when He returns. I don't know about you, but that's what I want. I don't want to be found just sitting along the wayside, looking there and say, "Why, you know, it isn't worth it. I gave up on it." I've heard it before. I think Sam might have said the idea of a while back where how sad it'd be to give up, you know, just a week or a few days or maybe a month before the Lord came back. Like you were so close. And what a shame that would be. But you know what? Just as much as a shame that would be, you can write it down. There'll be folks that'll be their story. They'll stand before Him and they gave up on Him and they turned their back on the things of God hours or days before He came back. And you know what? There will be folks that do that, unfortunately. But you know what? I'm going to give an account for myself. And although I do my best to encourage you folks not to quit, and you encourage each other not to quit, you know what? I'm responsible for me, and I need to make sure that I don't quit. And you're responsible to make sure you don't quit. Let this be the year that we abound, that we don't get to the end of 2021 and we're, you know, just empty and dry and you know, nothing left because we didn't press forward. We didn't give the effort. We just kind of hunkered down and we're just going to ride this out and keep our head down and not do anything for the Lord, not try to share the gospel with anybody, not try to grow spiritually. You know, just trying to survive. Was it be said before? We know we don't want to just survive. We want to thrive. And we can abound in 2021.